We have in this week's parasha the mitzvah of mezuzah. One of the interesting questions that comes up is that there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that if a person moves from one house to another, so under many circumstances, if the incoming tenants are Jewish, then he has to leave the mezuzahs. So without getting into all the details of when exactly this does or does not apply, one interesting question that does arise, let's say a person has very nice mezuzahs, he really invested, expensive mezuzahs, mehudar mezuzahs, he doesn't want to leave them. He wants to take them with him and have his beautiful mezuzahs in his new home. He's willing to leave less mehudar mezuzahs. Is that acceptable? Can he switch the mezuzahs from nice mehudar ones to less expensive, less mehudar ones, and he's still leaving mezuzahs for the new tenants, but he gets to take his mezuzahs with him. So in order to understand this issue, just a little background on this whole idea that you have to leave the mezuzahs in place. So this is a gemara above Mitzia, that you have to leave the mezuzahs in place. The Rishonim ask, how does this relate to a different gemara that we have, Masechet Shabbos, where the gemara has a machlokas, are you allowed to take off tzitzis from a beged in order to tie them onto a different beged? So just to take them off stam, why should you do that? This beged is in a state where it can be used for a mitzvah, and now you're making it not usable for a mitzvah. It's not so nice, but to put it onto a different beged, to take those strings, put them onto a different beged. So machlokas in the Gemara, we pass it like Shmuel, that you're allowed to do this. Matir mi beged le beged. So how should this be different? I'm taking the mezuzahs off this house in order to put them onto a different house. It should be comparable. So in fact, there is a group of Rishonim, already from the Gaonim, led by the Shiltos, that says that Enochanami, we paskin like Shmuel, that Matirin lebet mi beged lebeged, so too. We also paskin that you're allowed to take off the mezuzahs and put them on your new house. That Gemara in Bav Metzia is only according to the other opinion, the opinion of Rav, that we actually do not paskin like. However, many Rishonim say that there's a distinction between the case of tzitzis and the case of mezuzah, that the case of tzitzis is based on kavod ha-mitzvah as opposed to a bizayon ha-mitzvah. But the case of mezuzah, there's an additional factor, which is that the mezuzah provides shmira for the house. And therefore, when you take the mezuzahs off the house, it's like you're actively placing danger upon the new tenants. And that's not nice. You cannot expose them to danger. So therefore, you're not allowed to take them off. And therefore, even though we paskin that you can take off the strings of tzitzis in order to put onto a new beged, that would not be the case when it comes to mezuzah. So this is the opinion that's accepted in Shulchan Aruch. However, the Achronim write, well, what if we can solve both problems? Birka Yosef says, let's say the new tenant is there, and he's going to put up his mezuzahs right away. So in terms of the kavod ha-mitzvah, I'm taking the mezuzahs to put it onto a new house. And in terms of the shmir, he's got his own mezuzahs. He's about to put them up right now. We'll have the ceremony together. I'll take down the mezuzahs, he'll put up his mezuzahs. Really, it should solve both concerns. What should be the problem? So the Birka Yosef gives you a whole paragraph explaining why it should be okay, and then he says in the last line, no, it's a low plug. The Chacham said you cannot take off the mezuzahs, so it's a low plug. So the Achronim now take this one step further and say, okay, so Rav Avadia Yosef writes, okay, low plug, that's when you're taking off your mezuzahs and you're taking them with you, and he's about to put up his mezuzahs. But here you're going to put up the new mezuzahs. That's even better. That's the same person, right? It's not even you're taking your mezuzahs away, and Chazal said you can't take your mezuzahs away and let him fend for himself. But I'm putting up new mezuzahs for him. Less mehudar ones, okay. But it's as long as they're kosher, it should still provide some level of shmirah. So there were some poskim who said, okay, but maybe more mehudar ones provide a better level of shmirah. You can't do it. Rav Avadia writes that it would seem, la'alacha, that if you're the one putting them up, that's even one step better than the Birka Yosef. Even in the Birka Yosef's case, logically, it would make sense, it would be okay. But he says, lo plug. And this is one step better. The Chelkas Yaakov raises a different concern. He says, okay, fine, lo plug. But in a case of lo plug, we can be makil when there's any other factor to be makil. So the Achronim discuss, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, that the new tenant should pay for the mezuzahs. Let's say he doesn't want to pay. Then can I take the mezuzahs with me? That's all discussion as well. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, no, nonetheless, you have to leave the mezuzahs. If he doesn't pay, he's not doing the right thing, but it doesn't mean you can take the mezuzahs. So the Chelkas Yaakov writes, but if you're willing to put off less mehudar ones, and he's not willing to pay for your more mehudar ones, so then, in that combination of factors, it would be permissible. Both the Chelkas Yaakov and Rav Avadia write, you can maybe also, again, because logically it would make sense that this should be okay, just a little plug, you can employ Haram as well. You could take down the mezuzahs to get them checked, and then just put them up in your new location and put up other ones in this location, and that would work as well. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.